It is Troy with Rural Focus. Time right now to catch up with Kim Valenti from Valenti Lawyers. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
Not bad. Morning, this morning, speaking the implications of having no will.
Yes. This is a matter that is and has been of concern to me for quite some time. If a person does not have a will when they pass away, then there is a particular piece of legislation in Western Australia called the Administration Act, which takes care of or develops and tells you as a beneficiary or potential beneficiary of what pathway you've got to follow. Over the last few years of my practice, and I've been practicing a while, it has occurred to me that people may not wish to address the question of a will, have a will, but if they don't, the implications for those that they leave behind are quite serious. The issues that arise when a will is not left is that there is a person who has passed away and has an estate. It can be a very wealthy estate, it can be a poor estate, it can be anything in between. The problem then arises, hang on, what do we do? And in that Administration Act that I referred to, there are a raft of people from parents of the deceased to the cousins of a deceased who may be entitled to apply to administer the estate of the deceased person. Now, therein lies the first issue, competing people who want to apply to administer the estate. Now, if you're talking about from the parent of a deceased through to the cousin of a deceased, the numbers are significant. It could be five people, it could be 25 people. Yep. And if a person decides, look, I would like to apply for the administration or the right to administer the estate of the deceased, then that person has to obtain the written consent of every potential beneficiary to that application. Now, that could take, it will take time, it will cost money, and it will be difficult. Because the court, the probate division of the Supreme Court here in WA, will want to be satisfied that you, the applicant, have done all that you need to do to find out who are the beneficiaries. Someone might live in Queensland. Someone might live in Kangaroo Island in South Australia. Who knows? Difficult. Difficult. Whereas a will, bang, there's the beneficiaries.
Yep.
There's the administrator, or we call it the executor. End of story. No one can argue. So that's one area of implication that concerns me in terms of the load that an applicant who wants to administer this, they'll have to wear. The investigations. The investigations are quite significant. You have to go through and use due process and proper search to find out beneficiaries, to find out potential applicants, and you've got to put that on oath. And you've got to publish advertisements in the local newspaper where the deceased lived, find inquiring, does anyone know whether Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so or Ms. So-and-so had a will? And these aren't easy things to do.
No, exactly.
You've got a whole thing. Then you've got, we've talked about beneficiaries, and that's how long is a piece of string. The advertising involves expense, and it involves advertising in appropriate jurisdictions because the person might have lived in Queensland, owned land in Perth, and may have had some relationship with South Australia. So you've got to go through all of those jurisdictions. The consents themselves, they are another area, not difficult pieces of paper to prepare, but a difficult situation to find out who are the people from whom I need to obtain the consent. And that could take months to obtain that. And then you'd have to advertise again in the local newspapers, in maybe the Law Society of Western Australia magazine or journal. All of these take time and effort. And then once you've got to that point, then is there any arguments? Are there any arguments as to who is entitled to what? Now, the Administration Act has a particular table within it which tries to limit any argument by saying if this is the relationship, then this is what happens. And that ranges from parent of the deceased all the way through to cousin of deceased. And then if there are no such people, no beneficiaries as such, then that's when the estate passes to the state of Western Australia because there's no one who wants to administer the deceased estate and no beneficiaries is not the case very often.
Yeah.
But that's how it eventually ends up, where it goes to the state. I don't know if I've really expressed adequately my concern for people who have to administer a deceased estate where that deceased has not obtained a will. It is a serious matter, and I strongly recommend that anyone that's in the situation thinking, should I not have a will, please have a will. Please go and get a will from competent people who know what they're doing, not off a shelf. If I've read one decision of the court about a handmade will or a off-the-shelf will or a post office will, I've read 10, 20, I don't know. You need someone who knows what they're doing to prepare the will. It's like when we've got an illness, we don't try to work it out ourselves and work out what our diagnosis is. We actually go to someone who might know a bit about it and practice for a while in the medical field. Costs, finally.
Are you finding these days, Kim, that people don't have rules?
I think it would be fair to say that you find them from time to time. Mm. You also find people who try to do their own wills, maybe over the kitchen table.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have, I would say, the majority of people, certainly the majority of people who actually incur the cost of having trained practitioners, lawyers, of course, prepare the wills. And look, the more complicated the estate, the more complicated the assets of an individual, the more complicated the cost and more complicated the will. But that is the cheapest time. I can assure you it is the cheapest cost at that point. And I wouldn't say it's certainly not the majority. It would be a limited number of people, but you do find them regularly from time to time.
Right. Okay, so if people want to know more about you, well, if they want to know more about wills and all of what you've spoken about this morning, can they get in contact with you today?
Certainly, my mobile 0411-889-049, and we've got the website valentilawyers.com.au where they can contact me through that source as well.
Get in contact with Kim and the team today at Valenti Lawyers. Find out more about getting a will if you haven't got one already.
If you haven't got one.
Mate, nice to chat as always. Have a great week and we'll chat again soon.
Thank you, Troy. All the best to you and to your listeners.